Today we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. It's been on this day since the year 313. Well, not exactly 313, the 300s, after Constantine sent his mother, St. Helena, to the Holy Land, and she found the cross that the Church has proclaimed that we're going to venerate as the cross that Jesus died on. So it's been around for quite a while. The cross was lost for a while, was refound, people stole it, all sorts of things, but it always seemed to show up again. So we celebrate the cross of Jesus. It reminds us just what it took to save us, that this is a real battle that took place, that it wasn't just, you know, Jesus was willing to get into the mess of it all, right, to conquer sin and death. And he did it in an amazing way. He completely turned it on the devil, on Satan. And he took the very thing that Satan thought was his victory, death, and he used it to kill death. Death swallowed up death. And Jesus truly experienced human death. But because he's also God, human death isn't enough to kill God. And he rose from the dead and destroyed it. And so now our hope is in the cross. Our hope is that we're united with Jesus Christ, and he journeys with us, and he takes us that last step that every one of us, no matter how many people are around us, always takes alone. That's the step from this life into the next. No one goes with us except those on the other side. That Jesus, Mary, the communion of saints, they're the ones that greet us as we cross the threshold. And so the Church has always held up the cross for all these centuries as our sign of hope, our sign of salvation, our sign of the victory of Jesus. That when we wonder what we're worth to him, all we have to do is look. That's what we're worth to him. And not just billions and billions and billions of people, but each of us individually, that if we were the only person in the world, Jesus still would have come, been born as a little baby, suffered and died on the cross to save us. One soul is worth that much. And so we should not be afraid when we find in our lives that we sin, not to get discouraged, because our sin, in comparison to the mercy and salvation that is offered on the cross, is like a drop of water. Thinking that our sin can in some way exhaust God's mercy on the cross would be like thinking a drop of water could cool a red-hot furnace. The drop of water doesn't even hit the red-hot furnace. It evaporates before it even gets there. So to our sin, when we bring it to Jesus, it doesn't even get there. It evaporates. His mercy is never exhausted. And each day, it's offered to us anew through the sacrifice of the cross.